Narayan, 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 Narayan. Chapter 13, entitled The Yoga of Discrimination Between the Field and the Knower of the Field. Verses 1 to 18. The subject of field and the knower of the field, together with knowledge. Sri Bhagwan said, This body, Arjun, is termed as the field, Kshetra, and he who knows it is called the knower of the field, Kshetragya, by the sages discerning the truth about both. Sri Bhagwan Uvacha,
Idam shariram kaunteya kshetrametyabhidhiyate etadyo veti tam prahu kshetragya iti tadvedah.
Know myself to be the kshetragya, individual soul, in all the kshetras, fields, Arjun, and it is the knowledge of the field, kshetra, and knower, kshetragya, that is, of matter with its evolutes and the spirit, which I consider as true knowledge.
Kshetragyam chapi mam vedhe sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetragya yor jnanam yattaj jnanam matam mama.
What that field, kshetra, is, and what is its nature, what are its modifications, and from what causes, what effects have arisen, and also who its knower, kshetragya, is, and what is his glory. Hear all this from me in brief.
Tat kshetram yaccha yadrekcha yadvikariyatascha yat sachayo yat prabhavascha tat samasena me shrenu.
The truth about the kshetra and the kshetragya has been expounded by the seers in manifold ways. Again, it has been separately stated in different Vedic chants and also in the conclusive and reasoned texts of the Brahma Sutras.
Rishi bher bahudha gitam Chando bhir vividhai prithak Brahma sutra padaishchaiva Hetu madbhir vineshchate.
The five elements, the ego, the intellect, the unmanifest, primordial matter, the 10 organs of perception and action, the mind, and the 5 objects of sense, sound, touch, color, taste, and smell.
Mahabhutanyahankaro buddhiravyaktamevacha indriyani dashaikamcha panchachendriya gochara.
Also, desire, aversion, pleasure, pain, the physical body, consciousness, firmness. Thus is the kshetra, with its evolutes briefly stated.
Ichha dvesha sukham dukham Sanghatashchetanadhritihi etatkshetram samasena savikaramudahritam.
Absence of pride, freedom from hypocrisy, non-violence, forbearance, uprightness of speech and mind, etc., devout service of the preceptor, internal and external purity, steadfastness of mind and control of body, mind and the senses.
Amanetva madambhetva mahinsa kshantirarjavam acharyopasanam shaucham sthairyamatma vinegraha.
Dispassion towards the objects of enjoyment of this world and the next, and also absence of egotism, pondering again and again on the pain and evils inherent in birth, death, old age and disease.
Indriyartheshu vairagya manahankara evacha janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha doshanudarshanam.
Absence of attachment and the sense of mindness in respect of son, wife, home, etc., and constant equipoise of mind, both in favorable and unfavorable circumstances.
Asaktiranabheshvanga putradaragrihadeshu nityam cha samachittatva meshta nishtopapatteshu.
Unflinching devotion to me through exclusive attachment, living in secluded and holy places, and finding no delight in the company of worldly people.
Mai chananya yogena bhakti ravya bicharini vivekta desha sevetva marater janasansadi.
Constancy in self-knowledge and seeing God as the object of true knowledge. All this is declared as knowledge, and what is contrary to this is called ignorance.
Adhyatma jnana nityatvam tatva jnanartha darshanam etaj jnanamiti prokta magyanam yadatonyatha.
I shall speak to you at length about that which ought to be known, and knowing which one attains supreme bliss. That supreme Brahm, who is the Lord of the two beginningless entities, Prakriti and Jeev, is said to be neither Sat, being, nor asat, non-being.
Jeyam yat tat pravakshyami yajgyatva mritam ashnute anadimat param brahma na satanna sadochyate.
It has hands and feet on all sides, eyes, head and mouth in all directions, and ears all around, for it stands pervading all in the universe.
Sarvatah panipadam tat sarvatokshishiro mukham sarvatah shruti malloke sarvamavritya teshthati.
Though perceiving all sense objects, it is really speaking devoid of all senses. Nay, though unattached, it is the sustainer of all nonetheless. And though attributeless, it is the enjoyer of all guns, the three modes of Prakriti.
Sarvendriya gunabhasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam, asaktam sarvabhrityaiva, nirgunam gunabhoktricha.
It exists without and within all beings and constitutes the moving and the unmoving creation as well. And by reason of its subtlety, it is incomprehensible. It is close at hand and stands afar too.
Bahirantascha bhutanam acharam charamevacha sukshmatvatadavegyeyam durastham chantikechatat.
Though integral like space in its undivided aspect, it appears divided as it were in all animate and inanimate beings. And that Godhead, which is the only object worth knowing, is the sustainer of beings as Vishnu, the destroyer as Rudra, and the creator of all as Brahma.
Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktamiva cha sthitam bhuta bhartri cha tajgeyam graseshnu prabhaveshnu cha.
That supreme Brahm is said to be the light of all lights and entirely beyond Maya. That Godhead is knowledge itself, worth knowing and worth attaining through real wisdom, and is particularly abiding in the hearts of all.
Jyotishamapi tajyotis tamasah paramuchyate jnanam gyeyam jnanagamyam hridi sarvas.
Thus, the truth of the kshetra and knowledge, as well as the object worth knowing, that is God, has been briefly discussed. Knowing this in reality, my devotee attains to my being.
Iti kshetram tatha jnanam gyeyam chok tam samasatah madbhakta etad vigyaya madbhavayopapadyate.